Is this the last time that we will see A.J. Foyt step from the cockpit of a race car after his incredible career with 67 IndyCar victories, 4 Indianapolis 500 wins? Let me tell you, you're looking at the best, the grand champion.
Goddamn, Jeff Andretti run right over. He's all over the goddamn track.
Vintage A.J.
A.J., it was Jeff Andretti that got...
Well, yeah, he's all over the goddamn track. You don't know where in the hell he's going.
And it was suspension problem that...
Yeah, I kept from knocking him through the goddamn wall. I'm tired of this shit. Got people out there that shouldn't even be in the goddamn race car.
Well, you talk about emotion. There's the vintage A.J. Foyt, Paul.
Chose a life in circuses. Jumped into the deepest end. Pushing himself to all extremes. Made it. People became his friend. Now they stood and noticed him. Wanted to be a part of it.
In the pits, more activity.
Scott Sharp has come onto pit road in the Delphi Automotive car.
Only two limited things, so he's under yellow.
They can hear the conversations between the driver and the crew.
We won't open the pits because we won't pack up because we can't. Just opened it right now because the yellow light's off. Let's go! Fuck this guy!
The sounds of racing live on Fox Sports Net.
Right on the edge of do or die. When there is nothing left to spare.
Fucking guy just pushed me down.
Jackaroon.
Well, you can see Tony Stewart with his back turned to the pit area. The emotions right now for Tony Stewart. Describe them.
Well, I mean, this is the only thing I've ever wanted to do in my life. This has been my number one goal, and every year I get shit on doing it. So, I mean, how would you feel?
It sounded like a smelly ending for Tony's day.
a lap before you ran out, we saw you abruptly slow in the corner. Were you losing some pickup there, some fuel?
No, there was a car in front of me. I caught some traffic, and I was just being careful with him. And then all of a sudden, I looked to the right, and the fuel thing dropped, and I said, ah, shit, this one's going to slip away again.
Hard to control emotions and words when you're that close to winning the greatest spectacle in racing, and it all slips away. Kenny Breck wins at Indianapolis.